95.5 KLOS.
What are you doing over there? Hey.
Southern California's rock station. We just discovered this story, and I love it so much.
Right.
Clowns.
Oh, yeah.
There's a city somewhere in Minnesota where they started having clown spottings again.
Isn't that weird? That comes and goes. I suppose maybe COVID shut it down for a while. The clowns were sick and probably taking care of each other, and they weren't able to go out and scare people for no reason. Wandering around dressed as clowns.
I couldn't love it more.
I know a couple of people who, if they were to see clowns out and about, would just absolutely lose their minds. I mean, and it's kind of tempting as a result to kind of go do that.
That's what I think. It looks like a lot of fun. People freak out when you see a clown just like walking across the street. That's insane. So here's what the Facebook page reads from the police in Annandale. Annandale residents. Concerns about a clown in the area have been brought to my attention.
No.
The Annandale police is aware of this individual, and we will continue to monitor the situation.
Which they don't know who he is, though, or who
In order to take any action about individuals who are potentially concerning, we need to justify legal basis of terms of alarm or annoyance.
Right.
I don't think they can really do anything
about
this.
No, if you're just wandering around on public property, dressed as a clown, staring at folk, what's there to say?
I don't think they can do anything about it.
No.
This happens every couple of months, it seems like.
Yeah, yeah. It was dead for a while, if it were. And maybe it was down in the sewers. You know, they all float down
there. And then somebody else saw it and thought, oh, that would be really funny. And so I think this is the newscast.
I think we have it.
Yeah. Right officials thing. In a central Minnesota community tonight.
The Annandale police chief says there have been multiple clown sightings recently.
I like the way he says multiple clown sightings
recently.
In a central Minnesota community tonight.
The Annandale police chief says there have been multiple clown sightings recently. And viewer Mary Faber just sent us photos and videos of at least one clown she spotted herself.
Man, I could send people video of clowns that I spotted all the time.
All sightings are getting mixed reaction from residents.
They're not all positive?
Fox 9's Mitty Hicks reports some are pretty nervous about this, while others, not concerned at all.
So would it matter if it was carrying a red, balloon? Would that make it scarier?
Or, I don't.
Does it matter?
I honestly don't think you would need to do that.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm thinking from the clown's point of view. I don't think you need to do that to scare people.
Very rough for us to think from a clown's point of view.
Just weird. It's not a normal thing you see in a small town.
Katie Daniels is talking about a clown running around in the town of Annandale.
With a mask on.
She says its antics are anything but funny.
Its antics. Did you catch that? That was almost what's-her-face from CNN.
Anything but funny.
For residents like Katie.
You don't know what's going to happen.
They're wondering about the clown's intentions.
When I saw him scare the kids, I was like, nope, I'm done.
Yeah, no, that's not cool. Don't scare the kids. I mean, clowns are supposed to. I've never found clowns entertaining.
I didn't either.
I hated them.
Can you imagine being a clown?
No, that seems like you're, I don't know.
At the circus?
No, that's a lot of work. And
1 year old parties at home?
Oh, and vomit.
You're sitting out in the car and you're putting on your makeup and you're sobbing.
You're sobbing.
That's not cool. And he literally ran right by them, and these kids are crying because
no, that's not cool. Don't scare the kids. Scare the adults.
But
that's hilarious.
Running by the adults is funny.
That's
as hell.
Hilarious.
Not a normal clown. It's not a normal clown.
But
that's not a normal clown. It's not a normal clown.
That's not normal.
Others in this small town of about 3,300 believe the person is out to lighten the mood after a tough year.
I can guarantee you
that's not the case.
No, they get hired if they want to lighten the mood. They don't just wander out into the street.
I haven't heard of anything dangerous happening with him. I think it's just somebody out having a fun time.
It's probably her. She's the clown.
It's her, isn't it?
Yeah. No. The clown's cool, man.
Yeah, no, I'm not worried
about the clown.
Up the road in Maple Lake.
Okay, hold up.
No,
hold up.
No, is that what
hold
I think
up.
It is?
Yes.
No.
This is now, they're going to interview Queen Clown.
Oh, Queen Clown.
This is the, I guess, mother of all clowns? I don't know.
I hate the way her series ended. It started off really good, and then it just sort of petered out.
She is playing a ukulele.
No, I knew it!
And she wants to stand up for her kind.
Another small town is a big player
if you're happy and you know
in the professional clown industry.
Oh, man, that song. That song has always angered me deeply.
The professional clown industry.
Rated R.
And you know when you eat a cookie, eat it now.
Trick.
That's just frightening.
Sounds like porn.
Just that is frightening.
Manuel toured with the Ringling Brothers, the biggest circus in the country.
Make a note of it. Right. It's the biggest.
This is the most important story she's ever done.
The most important clown.
And I'm right there.
Okay, hold up.
Yeah.
So now they've got a huge picture on the wall of maybe 10,000 clowns.
Ooh.
And she's pointing to one little spot. She's saying, I'm right there.
Sure.
You can't see anyone.
Do you ever see The Shining, you know?
Real clowns, true clowns, are people who just want to bring joy to other people.
Mm. Ah. I'll buy that. I will buy that, 100%. I don't get it. It seems really miserable.
Yeah.
But I believe that...
Maybe that's how you start?
Yeah, but not the ones wandering around on the street, you know?
I love those, though. I want to be one of those.
Pretty clever.
All right. If you were a clown.
Yeah.
Oh, do we have more
if
from Queen
I were.
Clown?
Maybe.
Says clowns get a bad reputation because of bad actors.
Or very serious announcers.
All right, I've heard enough. So, you were a clown.
If, right, yes.
That job of going to someone's birthday party and being a clown.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Especially in Southern California when it's hot.
Hot, yeah.
And your clown makeup is running, and the kids are punching you in the junk.
Yeah, I was
going
to say, that's the thing. That's what kids are going to do.
I don't feel like that's a good gig.
No. How did you love it? You must love it. You must have a... Or you're torturing yourself.
I don't think so. I think...
Let's find out.
All right. 818-955-KLOS. 818-955-KLOS. You're a clown.
You're a clown.
You are or were a clown. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station.
I know that you're kind of thinking now, Kevin, about dressing up as a clown and wandering the streets and frightening people. But I got to tell you, I'm talking to someone here who says, what did she say exactly? She just said, I want to hunt them and scare the crap out of them. And I know it's more than that. She's going to chase them down, man.
She's going to chase the clowns down?
Yeah.
Good luck. I'm going to ride a scooter. They'll never
you
catch
said
me.
That perfectly happily, like some sort of sick, demented clown. That was beautiful.
Sir, you're a clown?
Yes, I am.
It's another person in a windstorm. Are you?
You are a clown.
Well, I have been in the past.
Okay.
I don't do it anymore.
Why?
But it was a good time.
Why
was it a good time?
And why did you stop if it was so damn great?
You know, I think at some point the kids start getting a little aggressive and start making...
That's what I would think.
I would think that would happen from day one, that the kids would be abusive.
They're kind of out to get you, aren't they, sort of?
Well, yeah, you start making them the balloon animals, and then they start wanting weapons out of them, and then, you know, it turns to chaos.
Right on. Well, I'm sorry you've given up clowndom, but thanks for calling in. Hi, KLOS, are you a clown? Or someone you love, a clown?
No.
Mm.
No?
But the word I got to say is John Wayne Gacy.
Yeah, right? Yeah. And I know someone who used to collect his artwork.
That's more than a word.
Yeah. Yeah, you cheated on that. Hey.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, am I 13?
I don't know. When were you born? Hey, thanks for calling. Hi, KLOS. Are you a clown?
Hi.
Another person
in a windstorm.
My name is
Shirley, and I used to be a clown, and I just wanted to call in.
Yes, please.
Okay, you used to be a clown. Was it ever fun?
It was always fun.
Really? Do you know how to play the ukulele?
Please say yes.
No, I do not.
Okay. What kind of clown were you?
I was a birthday clown for parties. A grand opening.
And the kids were never abusive or anything?
No, as a matter of fact, they were mostly scared.
That's what you want out of your clowns. We have 1 second of nonstop rock coming up for $7,500.
What? $7,500.
$500.
Damn. Yes. And the latest from Cheap Trick, light up the fire. Who you got on the phone?
It's good to be here. Jimmy Kimmel.
What?
Hey. Hootie who?
How are you, James?
I've never been on this radio station.
What? That's an atrocity.
Wow.
Welcome to it.
Have you been ever been on this radio station, Kevin? So, I know you have.
No. No, I haven't.
No, this is your first time.
Yeah, first day.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
I thought you used to crank call Mark and Brian all the time.
No.
Oh,
okay. No, we didn't.
We crank called Karl Malone and Vic the Brick. That's what we used to crank call.
And Rick French East. President, yeah.
And Rick East, right. Yes. Yeah, exactly. So is this a podcast, or what are you guys doing right now?
It's a radio. It's a radio station.
There's these weird old things that are still around radio. And
And the FBI allows you to be on the air together?
So far. Yeah. I mean, it's only been 2.5 hours, but so far, yes. I
haven't heard from Robert Stack. So.
Has anyone said first time caller, first time listener?
No,
they have not.
All right, well, there you go.
They have not.
Well, I'm so happy that you're both back on. And I want to share a story. I mean, Kevin, I have many stories about you, but I have a story about Slugger.
Oh, excellent. No. Excellent.
Jimmy Kimmel, please.
Excellent.
All right, let's hear it.
So when the first week I was on the air at K-Rock, I was terrified. I was, you know, I'd been fired at a whole bunch of radio stations, most recently a radio station in Tucson, Arizona. And when I interviewed with Kevin and Bean, they didn't really seem that excited about the fact that I was there.
First of all, we didn't know he was there.
They didn't know I was there.
Right.
I showed up for work and they said the words, and this is not a joke, they hired you?
That's true.
And, which was a terrifying thing to hear. And so I knew I had to win them over as quickly as I possibly could. But I was on the air not so long after that. They let me go on the air. And I got a note in my locker one morning from none other than Doug the Slug, who wrote me a very, very nice note saying, hey, I heard you on the air, and you're really funny, and you sound great, and welcome to the radio station.
Oh, wow.
What happened to you, Sluggo?
I don't know. That was early on in my life. I'm like, wow.
Wow, when did you change so much?
And I never forgot it. And I have to say, it meant a lot to me. And, you know, I don't know Doug that well because we had, obviously, we were on early in the morning. He was on late at night. But I always appreciated that, and I will never forget it.
Well, that's dude, a nice thing. I remember you with the party patrol at KZZP back in Phoenix back in the day, and you were just always so entertaining and just so nice, and it was so fun to hang out with you. And so
I didn't even know you even remembered me because I was just kind of standing in the corner watching everyone else pick up girls.
You were a wallflower.
That's what I appreciated. Anybody that wanted to hang out at a radio station. I understand that.
I do love radio stations, and I'll tell you, I was in, we took a road trip over the summer, and we stopped at that McDonald's in Barstow, you know that McDonald's on the way to Vegas?
Of course.
And I was going to the restroom upstairs, I went upstairs, and they have this really, like, this radio station looks like a time capsule from 1981. It looks like it has equipment that was old in 1981. And I was longing to get in there. You know, it's a pre-recorded station, so nobody was in there. But I really felt that weird feeling I would feel when I was a teenager, and I just wanted to be in the radio station.
Did you think of breaking in?
I did think of breaking in, and then also I thought, like, well, maybe if I, like, tweet something, they'll know I'm standing out here. And then I was like, oh, what am I doing? Everyone's waiting for me in the bus. Go downstairs. Your children don't care about me. So are you excited to be back on the air, Kevin?
I am, actually. I am, yeah.
And you're doing this for alimony, right? Is it that? That's what I was told.
That is not true.
That's not true?
No. But I appreciate you bringing it up.
Well, when I offered to call in, you didn't think it was going to work out well for you.
I didn't. No, that's true. But I appreciate it, Jimmy. I appreciate it very much.
It's weird hearing you guys say Sammy Hagar.
Right?
It is.
Yeah.
That's not something that happened a lot at K-Rock. No.
Every once in a while if we were really drunk, but generally.
It's a weird first day, Jim. I got to be honest.
Yeah, the first day is always weird, and it's funny. You know what's weirder, though, than the first day to me? It's the following Wednesday next week.
Okay.
When everybody, all the excitement is kind of gone, and you're like, okay, well, this is where I work now.
I'm still doing it.
This is it.
Well, should I quit then?
Yeah, right? That's about
the time. You know, I don't know. Play it by ear, but it's funny because there's a lot of hype going in, and then it keeps going, you know?
That's true, yeah. And the hype dies quickly.
Yeah.
How are things? Like, how is it at the station? Like, do they have snacks for you guys?
I didn't get any snacks. They have snacks, Sluggo?
No, there's no snacks.
That is the biggest difference between radio and television, is at TV shows there are snacks. And that word for me was like, that was the real selling point. When I couldn't believe it. I didn't even know what to make of it, because I do remember, like, we didn't even have coffee at K-Rock.
Yeah, that's true.
I remember Elvis Costello was on, and I said, can I get you anything? Which was always a scary thing to say to the guests, because sometimes they'd say yes.
Yeah, we had nothing.
Had nothing
right.
to give. but he said, I'd love some tea. And I thought that seemed like a reasonable request. So I ran down the hall and I got some, you know, we didn't even have like a hot pitcher of water. So I got some water and I put it in the cup and I put it in the microwave and I microwaved it for like 2 minutes and then I put in a Lipton bag and I ran it down the hall to Elvis Costello and he tasted and he said, this is the best tea I've had.
Wow, what?
Since I was in England, he said, what kind of tea is this? And I said, Lipton.
But it was made with so much love.
It really was.
You could taste the love.
Lipton tea. Yeah.
That's funny.
How's the show been going so far? I just finished doing my show, so I haven't.
So far, so good. I mean, I haven't made any mistakes.
Yeah, you know, people are wagering as to when the first moment with Kevin is going to happen, and fortunately, no one, he hasn't paid off yet, so.
I've been great. I have to be honest. I've been great. What?
Has the Armenian comedian appeared yet?
He has not.
Oh. How about Tad?
Wait, hold on. I texted Lightning last night, and I said, hey, if we want to put the Armenian comedian on, how would I do that? And so he checked all of the numbers that he had for Sam, and they were all disconnected.
I find that very hard.
Listen, I'm just telling you what, and Sam had called him 2 days ago. So he had no idea what was going
on. In that situation, it could easily be Lightning. That's the problem.
Oh, very.
I mean, there's definitely a chance that it wasn't Sam's fault.
Yeah, but there were multiple numbers, he said. I don't know, dude.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think that may have been God saying no. Don't put him on.
God doesn't say no to the Armenian comedian. God says yes.
I bet he's turning up sometime soon. That's my guess.
I would guess so. I don't know why I enjoy putting him on so much when people hate it. It really makes me happy. I don't know why.
Yeah, I do wonder if you will have the same enthusiasm if Sluggo likes the Armenian comedian.
Hey, this guy's funny. Let's get him on some more.
I probably won't care as much. You're right, because everyone else voted against him and hated him. That's right.
No, that's not actually true. You know, you did that poll on Twitter, and he asked you to be on 1 hour or 2 hours or every hour.
All hours.
And 92% or something said that's, every hour.
I voted on that poll, by the way. I voted 3 hours.
Well, I can't get a hold of him, but I'll work on it. I'm sorry to let you down, Jimmy.
I will get him for you. Don't worry. You know, it would be a fun thing to do with the Armenian comedian. I'm serious about
this. This is Jimmy Kimmel, by the way, if you're just tuning in.
We should buy him a one-way ticket to Bean's house in London.
Yes!
Oh.
Yes!
That's the best idea ever.
Yes.
We'll give him Bean's address, and he just shows up there.
There you go.
And Bean will not be happy.
Bean loves it when people show up at his house all of a sudden.
He likes surprise visits.
Yeah.
Even if you're invited, Bean doesn't want you showing
true.
Up at his house.
That's true. Actually, I went to see him up in his place in Seattle.
You did?
Yeah, and he showed me the whole house, and it was amazing. And like about 2 weeks later, I was talking to him again, and he goes, dude, you should come up and see the house someday. Totally didn't remember that I made such a great impression. We had such a fun time together.
Well, he's got so many people in and out of that.
Exactly.
Like, you think Hefner remembers who Miss February 1981 was?
Well, I did look like some of his Playboy
ones. Yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah,
all right. I love that idea. Let's buy him a one-way ticket.
Yes.
Yeah. And then he has to figure out his way home.
Yes.
It's quite an adventure. I would imagine that Bean would open the door, unless he has a peephole, in which case he wouldn't even open the door. He'd open the door, he'd take a look at him, and then he'd close the door immediately.
100%. Remember when Matt Money Smith went up to his house? Matt Money Smith, we gave him the address. He went up to the house. He knocked on the door. Bean's wife, Donna, answered. She was happy to see him. Bean was sitting on the couch, and he said, what the F are you doing here?
He loves
Matt.
Yeah, I would say Matt was probably his favorite coworker of all of us.
Agreed.
And that was the response. That was the welcome. Yeah.
Yes. So I like the idea,
Jimmy. I kind of understand that. I'm very social myself.
Sluggo's very antisocial.
Yeah, I'm the new, I can fill in that way.
Yeah, but and yet you're sitting here, you're having a conversation, you seem to be enjoying yourself, right?
But it's all filthy lies.
I see.
Thank you for calling, Jimmy. We appreciate it.
Yeah, dude, you rule.
That means I'm out?
Yep.
Yeah. Okay, is it over? It's over.
It's over.
What, you got Red Rocker to give away?
We have this exciting commercial message. Enjoy.
Waiting for.
Hit those guys aren't so bad when you don't hear them every other song.
You mean like that one Croc station?
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Greetings unto thee.
We are talking now about things that you thought when you were a kid.
And you finally realize, nope. That's not the case. That doesn't make any sense at all. What was I thinking?
And then for a while, you didn't tell anyone because it was embarrassing.
Yes.
But
yes,
now
you can sit here and say, yes, when I was probably seven, mm-hmm. I think, the parents, the adults, were talking about someone who was in the hospital. And they said, well, we just hope he doesn't slip into a vegetative state.
Mm-hmm.
And this is in front of me, not to me at all. And then one of them said, yeah, now he could become a vegetable. Boom!
You thought
my brain said, "Oh my God, he could turn into a carrot." And I didn't say anything.
That would have been a bad form.
Oh no, it would have solved so many problems.
Well,
right?
Yeah, it would have helped you. Yeah.
So I mean, you know, my brain took off, and they were clearly serious. They were very concerned. Mm-hmm. They weren't screwing around. They weren't talking to me at all.
Right.
So my brain thought, well, he turns into a carrot. And then a nurse could walk in and say, what's this carrot doing here? And throw him away.
But wait, why wouldn't the nurse know if he turned into a carrot that he would turn
it's
into
a carrot?
Why would she be surprised that he turned into a carrot?
Oh, there's a carrot on
that
the,
doesn't make any
on
sense.
The bed. I was seven! And they were so serious and so concerned. So, like, I just thought it was horrible that you could end your life turning into a vegetable that gets thrown into the trash.
Yeah, well, that isn't ideal. If that was true, that's not ideal.
Oh, my God. And then I was scared of hospitals for years to come. But I never thought of it necessarily again until one day, I think I was maybe 11 or 12, and someone was going into the hospital. And I thought, you might turn into a... What the hell? Then it occurred to me. Yeah, I figured it out
yourself.
Myself.
You did. Wow.
I'm like, what a stupid kid.
I believed two things when I was a kid. One, if you ate watermelon seeds, a watermelon tree or whatever would grow in you.
Man, adults tell you that kind of stuff.
Why?
Pumpkin seeds. And yeah, I don't know, because it's hilarious.
It's funny to laugh about when you're drinking wine with your friends.
Yeah, and I suppose also it's a good way to keep kids from doing it, I suppose.
Yeah, I guess that's probably the whole desire.
Yeah.
And my other one was, if you swallowed gum, it never left your system.
How true is that, though? I still wonder if there's some truth to that. Maybe it's in your guts somewhere.
No,
that's not true at all.
In your body?
I don't know.
You know how many pieces of gum I've swallowed?
Me too.
That would be 1,000
Well,
pounds.
That explains a lot. Well, that explains a lot.
Sluggo just realized.
Yeah, wait, hold on. Oh, speaking of, I'm going to play AC/DC, really.
All right, we are going to take your calls.
Yep.
If you, like us, have had
some ridiculous thing
when you were a kid. there's a list on BuzzFeed. One of them is the belly button feeder.
What's
that? This is somebody who thought that when a mom fed her baby in her womb, that she would just put food in the belly button.
Like that's what I've never heard that one. That's a good one.
And the other one that I found very funny, and I can't remember who else thought this, but the dedicated TV actors.
Well, I don't know that.
So the kid would watch TV, then he would go eat or whatever. The people that were actors and actresses would wait for him.
Oh.
Then when he came back, they would continue the show. That's what they thought.
Wow.
Television was.
Wow. Wow.
So the dedicated TV actors wait around for kids to come back to the TV and then they can start again.
And that is sort of that super ego that you have as a child, that you think the world revolves around you.
Totally. Yeah. And you don't understand the technology necessarily.
Right.
Or
right.
All right. So we'll take your calls at 818-955-KLOS, 818-955-KLOS, and the dumber the better. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
As a child, I was afraid when they said you could turn into a vegetable, you would literally turn into a carrot.
So we're talking about stupid things that you thought as a kid, or in a lot of these cases, you were told by your parents.
Yeah.
That's some BS there.
Yeah, that is.
All right, so KLOS, hello, what's yours?
So I'm blind in my left eye, and when I was little, I thought that when I covered my right eye with both eyes open, I could see through my hand because everything was kind of fuzzy.
Okay.
So I thought I had superpowers.
Oh, I see.
See through my hand.
Wow. That it does make sense logically.
Yeah.
If you can see something.
Yeah. Very interesting.
All right. Thank you for the call. We appreciate it. KLOS, hello.
Hi. I have a story as a kid.
Please, stupid things you thought as a kid.
So I must have been about five when you're just learning to read.
when I would see carpool, I thought it was only for cars with pools.
I love that.
That makes so much sense.
That is the best.
Right?
Right on. What's your name?
Yes, Monica.
Monica, I wish I had a car like that.
Thank you, Monica. Thank you, that would be awesome. KLOS, hello.
Hi.
Stupid things you thought as a kid.
This is way back when I was 13, and I went to, they had Social Security offices that you could go to.
Okay.
And then the thing was, my parents never gave me a Social Security card. So at 13, I said, yeah, I'm going to go get a Social Security card. So I went down, I filled out all the stuff, and I got a Social Security card. It came in the mail and everything. So my parents said, oh, yeah, no, we got it. So I thought I had two numbers.
For how long?
Until I was an adult. And I said, no, I'm not going to use the Social Security number that my parents got. I'm going to use the one that I got, because the one I got was better.
Oh, that's awesome.
Right, but it was the same number. They knew it. But, I mean, it's like, you know, I thought for sure that I had two Social Security numbers.
That's beautiful.
You rule. Thank you for calling.
Yeah.
KLOS, hello.
Hello.
Hi, we're talking about stupid things you thought as a kid.
Although I would say that guy was duped by his parents, not necessarily.
Yeah, true.
That would be believable.
True.
What do you got?
If you cross your eyes, they're going to stick like that.
Yeah. They do love to say that one a
lot. They do.
Hello, KLOS.
So one time, me and my mom were driving somewhere, and I was sitting in the front seat. I was probably about 6 or 7, and we were driving somewhere, and she was out of gas. She was on the E-line. And I was really scared that we were going to get stuck in the middle of the road and have no gas. And she had said that however the mileage on your car tells you how many miles you have left.
On the odometer?
On the odometer. That's how many miles you have left when you're on the E.
Wow, she led you. So it would say
835,226 miles left to go. Don't worry about it. We're good.
She had.
Wow. Well, that's nice to keep the kid from.
Did you ever run out of gas because you thought you had plenty? Oh, you
moved on. Okay. 818-955-KLOS. What did you believe as a kid?
955-KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo. We are talking about things that you thought that were pretty stupid when you were a kid. What's yours?
Hi. When I was a kid, we drove a lot, and I always thought that when it said exit only, that meant that was the only way to get there at all.
Oh, wow. That's and so were you confused when you drove past exits then?
Well, I'm not sure exactly when I learned that that wasn't true. I think I was like 16 or 17 years old.
Be honest. You still believe that, don't you?
No, I don't.
Liar!
Oh, come on. You can be honest with us. Look, however smart you are now, we were all dumb as kids.
Yep.
At some point, we thought something stupid was true.
Yep.
It's 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. What's yours, sir?
Yeah, when I was about 3 or 4, I used to think motorcycles, I nicknamed them Cunnanas. So whenever I see a motorcycle, I'd say, Cunnana, Cunnana.
Cunnana, na, 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 na.
Is that why?
No, Cunnana.
Cunnana, na, 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 na. Why?
Why?
No, with a K, Cunnana.
Okay, but why?
I don't know. It's just when I was that age, I did.
You're making up your own words. Well, that's good. I mean, you know, that's fine.
Thanks for calling KLOS. Hello.
Very strange.
Yes, I didn't know. He was correcting us like we were.
No!
Talking about stupid things you thought as a kid. Hello.
With a K.
Hello?
Yeah. Hi there.
So I came to this country when I was 7 years old, and they picked us up at LAX, and it was nighttime. So as we were driving down the freeway, the brake lights were red on one side, and the other side were white lights, right? So I thought that you had to know what kind of lights you had on your car to determine which side of the street you were on.
That's very funny.
That's really interesting.
That makes sense. Logically,
yeah, it
that
does.
Makes sense.
Yeah. Huh. Where'd you come from?
Cyprus. It's a small island in the Mediterranean.
Oh, that's wonderful. Oh. I want to go there. But it's a little belated, but welcome.
Thank you.
Right on.
Thanks for calling.
Hi, KLOS. What's your thing you thought as a child that proved to not be true?
Mine was I used to have a habit of eating lemons. You know the little seeds? My friends used to say, if you eat the seeds, you're going to grow a tree in your stomach.
Right.
For me, like a dumbass, I was 6 years old. I actually felt the pain at night, and I was thinking it was true, so I didn't want to let them know anything. I went and I took X-Lax. And I was out of school for like 3 days.
Oh!
Thinking as well as that it was.
Oh, see, now that'll teach parents to tell kids things like that. That was actually kind of smart of you,
I mean,
in a way.
Lemons, but it was all the acid that I 8 and I was hurting my stomach, but I thought it was that. Oh,
you're a pretty smart kid.
Yeah, that's kind of smart.
Wow. Yeah.
Wow. Right on. Thanks for calling in.
KLOS, hello. Stupid things you thought as a kid.
Oh, well, I used to think back in the 50s, like things were black and white.
Right.
Oh, yeah, sure. Because of TV sense. And movies and everything.
That makes sense.
Well, yeah. I used to ask my dad, hey, what was it like back then when... and everything was black and white, and you're just like, what?
What is wrong with you? That's beautiful.
I'm raising a dumb son.
Yeah, apparently he grew up in Pleasantville. I love that movie. Hi, KLOS. What did you think as a kid?
Yeah, when I was about 6 or 7, I thought that the dogs were boys and the cats were the females.
You know, my mom thought the same thing.
What?
The dogs were boys and cats were females.
Really?
Yeah, dogs are always male and cats were
females.
Your mom
always thought that?
Yeah. Yes, she still does to this day. Awesome. Thanks for calling in. That's very interesting. I've never heard anyone else other than her say that. Hey, KLOS.
No wonder you are the way that you are. KLOS, hello.
Hi.
Hey.
Hi. So it wasn't so much what I believed, it's what I let my children believe.
Oh, nice.
They lied to you?
I told them if they lied to me that it turned red behind their ears. So anytime I didn't believe them, I'd say, okay, let me see behind your ears. Oh. And then they'd say, okay.
What a smart parent.
So they're about 10.
I was going to say, about how old were they? 10, huh? When they started, one of their friends were like, that's not true. Wow. That's awesome.
Yeah.
You know what? I kind of have to encourage parents in that one. I think that's a pretty good idea.
Nicely played.
Yeah, nicely done.
It
Thank right you on. For thanks calling. For calling.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon at 4:08. We would like to play you some audio from a woman named Miss Yannette Lopez, and she's a cafeteria manager at a school in Edmond, Oklahoma. And she just passed this week her test to become a U.S. citizen.
Oh, nice.
It's lunchtime at Prairie Vale Elementary. Cafeteria manager Yannette Villamontes Lopez and her team preparing chicken nuggets for these little ones. An immigrant from Cuba, Yannette moving from Houston a few years ago with her family for better job opportunities.
When I was a child, I had a dream, like say Martin Luther King, right? My dream was come here to this great country.
One dream fulfilled Monday. Yannette passing her test to become a U.S. citizen. The children lining the hallways to celebrate her big accomplishment.
All students give me hug. United USA was exciting. I was crying like a baby, and the teacher were crying.
Yannette, not the only one passing the test, but her whole family, including her husband and 3 children, ages 17 to 28.
All right.
17 to 28.
Yes.
Everybody passed.
All 3 kids passed.
Nice. That's awesome. And all the little kids.
Imagine you're the one kid.
Right.
Who doesn't pass. Mom, husband, 2.
That would be me, and I do believe you. Right?
All of them passed the test.
You have to study this test.
I know everything about the United States, Constitution, President, everything. It's amazing. I know. I learn a lot of history because I love this country.
Yannette encouraging everyone to go after their dream, no matter how hard it may be.
That is a very sweet story.
Yeah, that's good. That's cool.
And I thought, I wonder how we would do.
That's kind of a common question for people. Be like, well, do you really think it's 100 questions might be asked?
There's a test that people have to pass to be a U.S. citizen.
Yep.
I wonder if we could pass that test.
U.S. citizens, can you pass the U.S. citizen test?
If not, you're gone.
Yeah. Wait a minute. I didn't sign up for that part. I didn't see that part.
So we'll take a break. But when we come back, Sluggo and I are going to take the test. We're going to give it a shot. We'll see if we'll be allowed to stay or not. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. We just played some highlights of a woman in Oklahoma.
Just became a U.S. citizen. She, you know, so I thought this was kind of interesting. I knew that they have to answer questions, but I didn't know exactly how it worked.
Okay.
And this is how it works. The U.S. citizenship test, the applicant for citizenship is asked up to 10 of the 100 questions. There are 100 questions altogether that they should study. They're asked up to 10 of them. The interviewer reads the question in English. The applicant must answer in English in order to pass at least 6 of the 10 questions have to be answered correctly.
60%.
So 60%. So that's better than I got low. In high school. Yeah.
The bar is pretty low.
Much better than I got in high school.
All right. So can you pass a U.S. citizen test?
That's the question here.
So we're going to do this right now.
Yeah.
There's 50 questions.
Yeah.
Can you can click on the answer, right?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because I think it'll score it for us.
Oh, okay.
All right. The first question is, what are the two major political parties in the United States?
And then it actually gives you four choices, and I'm going to go ahead and go with the Democratic and Republican.
Woohoo! We got it.
Yeah, and does it take that? Oh, yes. It gives it to you. Okay, yes. Good. All right. So number two, I will ask you. Are you keeping track of that? What major event happened on September 11th, 2001 in the United States, Kevin?
Let's see. Japanese attack Pearl Harbor. terrorist attack the United States. That's it.
All right. So you got one right. You're on your way to that new lounge suite.
Why does the flag have 13 stripes?
Because the stripes represent the original colonies.
I believe that's correct.
I think that's right. Yep, I got that one right.
All right.
I am a little nervous about this, I have to tell you. I've always wondered about this.
I have too, and I've always assumed that I would probably fail.
Me too.
Although I didn't know the pass fail rate was 60%. They were fine with that.
Makes it a little better for me.
If the president can no longer serve, who becomes president?
That's super easy. Yeah, that's pretty damn easy. I'll go with a vice president on that one.
Good.
Okay.
Now, what's the next one?
The next one for you is name one right only for United States citizens. Name one right only for United States citizens. But then it gives you four choices here. Freedom of choice, attend public school,
it's freedom of religion. Was the first one.
And what did I say?
Choice.
Oh.
Freedom of choice.
Devo. I'm just trying to throw you off, man. And run for federal office. So, Kevin, your answer, please.
Name one right only for U.S. citizens.
Yes.
So other places have freedom of speech, public really? School, freedom of religion. Run for federal office would be my answer.
Oh, okay.
Boom!
You got that.
Boom, sucker!
Well done.
If both the president and vice president can no longer serve or becomes president.
I'm going to say the Speaker of the House. I believe that's right.
I believe that's right as well.
Whew, wasn't completely
We're doing
sure.
pretty well.
Yeah, I guess so.
What are two rights of everyone living in the United States?
Is this your question to me?
Yeah.
Is it my turn to answer? Freedom of speech and freedom to run for president. Everyone living in the United States. Freedom of worship and freedom to make treaties with other countries. Freedom to petition the government and freedom to disobey traffic laws. That's like always in the traffic test. There's always something insanely. And I always want to do it. Freedom of speech and freedom of worship. I'm going to go with that one.
Is that right?
That's right.
All right. Yeah. Hey, so far, I don't think we missed any.
No, I'm amazed, actually.
All right, what's my question?
What is one thing Benjamin Franklin is famous for?
Oh, no. You can't get... Oh, come on, that's not current. U.S. diplomat, youngest member of Constitutional Convention, third president of the United States, inventor of the airplane.
Definitely airplane.
I'm going to say...
Airplane. Say airplane. Benjamin Franklin.
Youngest member of the Constitutional Convention?
Honestly, that's what I was thinking.
I don't know.
That's wrong.
Oh, no! That's wrong. I got one wrong.
Oh, no! Uh-oh.
It's U.S. diplomat. All right.
You're going to be executed. That's what happens at the end of this.
You get kicked out. You don't...
Oh, no. I thought we execute you if you get this
we're
wrong.
We're taking the test for citizenship if you're just joining us.
And now we're doing... Okay.
What is an amendment?
What is an amendment? An addition to the Constitution, the preamble to the Constitution, the beginning of the Declaration of Independence, and introduction. Well, I'm getting kind of easy ones here, I
You are.
Say. That's an addition.
I got stupid Thomas Jefferson. All right, what's my next
one? Give me that one. Who signs bills to become laws?
The president.
Yeah.
Boom.
Boom.
Sucker.
All right, you got three right, one wrong.
What are two ways that Americans can participate in their democracy? It's one of these that says all of these answers is one of them.
Pretty much has to be that, right?
I would guess.
Yeah. What are the two ways? What are two ways? I always feel like that's a trick question. I will say all of these answers. Whew!
Got it right.
Got it right.
Wow.
Always go for
it. How come I got the only ancient history one?
All right. What are two cabinet-level positions, Kevin?
Secretary of Homeland Security and Secretary of Treasury. Secretary of Weather.
Weather? Come on, man. Health and Human Services. Oh, the Navy.
And the Secretary of History.
Ah.
I'm going to go Homeland Security and Secretary of the Treasury.
I think you're right about that. And you are. Four. All right, I guess one more and you're good. Or you want to go to the 10?
No,
we can have six.
We can make six, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Or two more. All right.
All right, whose turn is it? Yours? You got such easy ones. who's in charge of the executive branch?
I have to tell you, I went here and I changed all of the questions, the order,
what?
On this Google document so that I could get the president and get every. Have I missed one yet?
No.
Woohoo!
All right, what's my next one?
Your next one is, what ocean is on the east coast of the United States?
Atlantic, bitch!
That's not fair. That's
got it. Yes.
All right, give me my question.
What does the judicial branch do?
Resolves disputes, reviews laws. Judicial branch. Reviews laws, decides if a law goes against the Constitution.
Or all of these
answers. Yeah, I guess I'm going to have to go with all of these answers, although it seems like it's yep.
Whew, we got it right.
Yeah.
Woo. So you have enough to, you're already a citizen?
I how many? I don't know. Have you not been? Oh, you didn't.
No, I'm not making
track. I thought you were keeping track. No. You bastard.
No, but I know that only I've missed one.
Yes. Well, you got one more. That's it. You get this next one right, or we throw you out of
the. All right. Under the Constitution, building. Some powers belong to the states. What powers belong to the states? Create an army? No. Make treaties? No. Coin or print money? No. Providing school and education? Boom.
Guess that has to be it.
Yep.
And if it clicks, you are a citizen, Kevin.
I did it.
Well done, you.
Did you do it as well?
I did better.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California.
We're all gonna die.
Rock station.
We're all gonna die.
No, that's not the case.
Skylab is following. It's 1979 all over again.
It is a great headline, though. Rogue Chinese rocket is on a collision course with Earth.
Dun, dun, dun.
And it's supposed to hit Earth this weekend.
Yeah.
And they don't know where.
Nope. I mean, this keeps happening, and there's so much space junk up there, it's not a surprise. One of these days...
This is a Chinese rocket that put some of their space station stuff into the atmosphere.
Right.
In space.
Yeah. In your butt. I think that might be a moment right there. Ding, ding, ding. Wait, hold on.
How dare you? But the rocket is too big to burn up,
right.
So it's going to come back
yes.
to Earth, and they have no idea where.
Yeah, so is Vegas taking bets on this?
I don't think so.
Yeah.
But we do have a spokesman for the Pentagon.
Oh, wow.
John Kirby joining us now. John.
Hello, John.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, thanks
hold
for joining
on,
us.
I got to make myself a drink.
Okay.
What?
I'm making myself a drink. We're going to die, man.
What?
Wow.
What do you mean, what? Well, what? I mean, you keep asking a question.
Well,
there's a rogue Chinese rocket
right.
that's going to crash on Earth. So kiss your ass goodbye.
But, I mean, in the article, you sounded like you were pretty clear-headed and calm.
Yeah, I was kidding. I thought, aren't you?
That's what I started thinking about it.
Oh, no.
They said, oh, there's a 70% chance it's going to hit the water. You know what that means? A 70% chance it's going to land on me.
Have you done the math on that exactly? Because I'm not sure.
Yeah, I have done the math. Did you know in 1961 a cow was killed by some Cuban space debris?
No, I was unaware of that.
Oh my God.
That happened.
Okay, right?
A cow. I'm not as tough as a cow.
No,
so if a rocket hits me, I'm dead for sure.
But
you ever try to kill a cow? It's not easy.
No. Why would I try to kill a cow? All right, listen, though. What are the chances it's going to hit you versus hit us?
Yeah.
Well, look, you don't know my life, man. I work for the Pentagon, okay?
Right.
As if things weren't bad enough.
Right.
You know what the last 4 years have been like for me? I was wishing a rocket would hit me.
Now the rocket's here and you don't want it.
No, because things are turning around a little bit. But I call up, I go to bit, you know, get progressive insurance for a Chinese rogue rocket that's hitting your house. And guess what? Flo's not interested.
Flo does not care if you get hit by a rocket.
No, Flo does not care. The little gecko doesn't care. Nobody cares.
What about the caveman?
Oh, I didn't think about the caveman.
Maybe.
I'll give him a call.
All right, great. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. We booming, we viral. We're
excuse
running
me?
It up.
What? What? What are you saying? Oh, dude, right, Justin.
We are here with Justin Credible from Power 106.
Which great is just here. On the other side of the building, so you get to face the other part of Burbank. Is
yeah.
it lovelier, or is it about the same?
I think this view is nicer.
Nice.
On this side.
You know why? We viral.
Yo, you got
viral.
The show is viral.
Wow, well done.
I'm glad you brought that up.
I get a point.
I'm impressed. It's a 10 out of 10.
Wow, really? Yeah. I was thinking about a 3.
Ooh,
but I know. That was harsh. Yeah.
Welcome to Slanguage. Justin is going to teach us how to talk more cool.
It's good to be here, man. I'm going to try.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's a tough gig, I know.
you know, we've got some words here that could hip up some of the conversations.
All right.
And could put you in a better situation every now and then.
That could come in handy.
All right. What's your first one?
Let's start with dime piece. Are you familiar with, you know,
dime bag? Yeah, no, very much so. Oh, sorry, no.
Dime bag, different conversation.
Oh, okay.
I know dime piece referring to women.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay. So we're there. Yeah, it's a 10, you know. Shorty's a 10.
Okay.
That's how we would describe it.
Do they have to be short?
No. No, they don't.
So they could be tall, and I would say shorty's a 10.
Exactly. See what I'm saying? So, nice. if I go out at night and I report back to the homies on how my night was,
right,
it's like, hey, I met a fly 10 piece, a dime.
Okay.
You know, so I think that would come in handy. That's something we should add to slang with.
A 10 piece or a dime?
We're going dime piece.
Dime piece.
Yeah. Okay. Shorty's a 10. You know, maybe if they look at you a little crazy, then you just drop that on a double. Like
then it's like 9 cents? No, I think I'm off on that one.
No, I don't know.
Okay. What if she steals your dime bag and then?
Oh, you know,
you're
that
not
could
helping.
Be fun,
no,
though.
Okay,
that
oh, sorry.
Could be fun,
yeah,
you
that's know, a good point.
You
smoke it
you
all
know,
up.
Sometimes she might be an 8, but if she's smoking hot,
right,
might make
there
her.
There you
a
go.
All right, another one is, you know, a lot of things. Especially online, you can't believe everything you read or see social media.
Is that right? It's on social media, it's true. That's what I've heard.
That's how I understood it.
So, what you want to tell people if you don't believe the story is you want to call it cap. That is cap.
Cap.
In hip-hop, a lot of people are capping.
C-A-P.
Okay. A lot of people are capping in hip-hop.
What does that mean?
Well, they might rent a car and act like it's really their car to impress a large crowd. That would be considered capping.
Oh, okay.
Or...
Wait, so explain it to me.
Capping is
I don't even understand that one.
You want the derivative...
I just want dime piece makes sense.
Right. I started there because I wanted to ease in. This one here, it takes a little finesse. Yeah, no, like... If you hear a story that you don't believe, I don't know, it could be a family member. Maybe
so I'm
kid.
Calling it out as yeah, I don't believe
exactly.
what you're saying.
Okay. That's cap.
Is it capping?
Capping is the...
Am I capping?
If it's coming from you, you could be capping. You would be capping. Not to be confused with gunfire. That's a different capping.
That's okay, the first thing I thought.
That's a different capping.
Okay.
This is just like, you know, some people bend the truth a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
How would you say, kind of, they take it to another level. It's extreme.
Okay.
That could be considered cap if they're not 100% honest, which is also known as keeping it a buck. Which I think we covered.
Keeping it a buck is 100. Yeah, I get
and
that.
We could recap it.
But if they're not keeping it 100, it's capping.
It's capping.
Happen.
Look,
all right.
Kev, you're on, man.
I'm on.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Bam.
It's a great segment. It's a great day of Slanguage.
Nice.
My job's done here, fellas.
Justin.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. It's Kevin and Sluggo. We are finished for the day.
Which means Greg is here. Hello, Greg.
Hello.
How are you, sir? Happy weekend to thee.
Yeah, the weekend. Anybody got plans?
Yeah. Ooh, I got some plans. I'm going to actually hit a...
When? Well, Saturday night, I was thinking that the three of us could go out. Because, Sluggo, you mentioned that pizza place.
Saturday
I have a thing with the people.
Sure, totally understandable. Yeah. Late. Yeah. So Sunday night then. Three of us will go out, have a pizza. That'll be a good time.
Oh, no, I'm dying on Sunday. I'm sorry. I'm going to be dead.
I must have misheard you.
Dead. Yes.
I didn't mishear.
He plans on dying.
Yes.
He's going to start his weekend by buying $150 worth of booze.
That's actually totally true.
What about you guys just watch me on a Zoom?
Yeah, we'll tune in.
I might actually do that.
Oh.